98.3. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and I love the name of this book we're going to talk about, If Only It Were a Piece of Cake. So many times we hear that, oh, that's a piece of cake. Well, that's not always real life, and this lady knows all about it. She's a wife, a mom, a blog writer, an author, and a speaker. Yeah, it makes you tired hearing that. Her name is Christy Cave, and you may know her name because she's blessed so many people already in this area and outside of this area also. And Christy, thank you for your time. Why did you write this book?
Oh, I wanted to put something out there to encourage women that life is not a piece of cake, that it is full of difficult moments and difficult seasons. And I wanted to share some real honest stories from my own life to say, look, I don't have it together. I have not figured it out, but I've struggled with these things too. And here are some things that I've learned along the way. And even more importantly to me, here is some scripture that may help you in this difficult thing. And here's some truth that I can point you to that doesn't have to do with me, but it has to do with the Lord and how He can help you in this difficult time.
Christy, I think we all feel the same way. If somebody else is going through it, the same thing that we're going through, you feel like, okay, I can do this, or I'm not alone. And it's kind of good for others to hear from you because, you know, when you write a book, it sounds like you've got all the answers and you're being honest and saying, I've been through stuff, so this is what I want to help you with. How do you speak to that mom, that wife right now, that right now she's hearing this and is overwhelmed? What's your first word of encouragement to her?
You're not alone, that we have all been there. I have been there. I am there in certain areas of my life. And there is hope.
Yes.
There is hope.
A lot of us moms struggle with guilt and regrets and we wish we had, or are we doing it good enough? Is that something that you can relate to and you talk to women about?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
Very much. It's one of the chapters in my book is all about guilt and regret.
Yes.
It's something that as a mom, I have fought frequently, the guilt, the mom guilt. I hate it. I wish I could just defeat it once and for all, but
yes.
I think it's something that as women, we will fight constantly. And so I just wanted to share some stories about that from my life, but also some scriptures and some tools to say, hey, here's how we can fight mom guilt, and you're not alone in it.
Yes. Do you have a favorite verse that you tend to share or that helps you out?
My favorite verse is Lamentations 3:21-23, several verses there, but it's about hope. And it starts out by saying, for this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
Yes.
And I like how Jeremiah says, sometimes you have to call it to mind. It's just not naturally going to be there, but you call to mind, and therefore you have hope that because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Like,
yes.
I could be a goner. I deserve to be, but because of His love, I'm not consumed, and His compassions never fail, and they're new every morning.
Yes.
And I think about that, and I know that my struggles are new every morning, and the worries and the anxieties and all those things, but His great love is also fresh and new every morning. It will never fail me.
Great is Thy faithfulness. God said He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. So we can always hang on to that and trust Him with that. Christy, thank you so much for this. I know you're touching a lot of lives. You're helping a lot of moms and wives through the journey, through the struggle, and through those things that we feel sometimes less than about. We wonder how we're doing it. And I know this book will help you out. If you want to know more about it, more about what Christy's up to and how she can help you out, and her blog also, that's all my Conversations link. We put it there right now. You can check out If Only It Were a Piece of Cake by Christy Cabe, C-A-B-E. That's at star883.com. Or you can hear this interview back or replay it for somebody else by texting the word Conversations to 260-407-8830.